Hi, and welcome to the Courtney Turner Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney, and I'm super passionate about moving and thinking. On this show, we are going to dive into all things health, fitness, personal development, lifestyle, and political, sociocultural. I've always been fascinated by people, and I love learning from the experiences and stories of others. This has been a treat for me, and I hope this is enjoyable and useful for you. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or any way that I can make this a better experience for you, please don't hesitate to reach out. Hello, welcome to the Courtney Turner Podcast. I am here today with Zhu Xuzhen. I hope I said that right. He is a writer from Shanghai, China. And we are going to do this a little bit differently than I usually do. Usually it's kind of an organic just conversation, but there's a bit of a language barrier. So I have prepared questions and I'm going to stay very close to the script for this so that we have a, you know, for the fluidity of the conversation to make things easier. So I will start asking you to introduce yourself and talk a little bit about why you started speaking out.
Okay, my name is Xu Xuzhen, also the book Century Scientist. I come from Shanghai, China. I spent 20 years to write this book. In the 20 years, I check the news every day. And sometimes God will give me some inspiration. And then I write them down and put them in my diary and post them on the internet. My book Century Sentence is a selected article in my diary. Sometimes if something important happened, I would send a lot of email to government, media, and university in China or in all over the world. And I want to change their mind and I give them some help. I change their mind. For example, the reform of the Chinese state-owned enterprise, the fight against the IS, expose the CCP's evil things. For example, they create a Wuhan virus and they live in organ harvesting and financial fraud. For example, last year, in March last year, I sent hundreds of thousands of email to government, media, and university all over the world. I sent them the email, I want to expose the evils of the CCP. Now we can see that all the whole world is a fight against the CCP. And because I give them intelligence, I give them the evidence, I give them the fact, and I want to change their mind. Another thing I want to say is the CCP not equal the Chinese people. I'm Chinese people, but the CCP did the evil things. But I want to say the CCP did the evil things is nothing to do with the Chinese people. CCP not equal the Chinese people. The Chinese people also is a victim. I want the people over the world do not hate the Chinese people. We are the warm-hearted and peace-loving. I hope the CCP should be sent to the International Court of Justice to be sentenced by people all over the world. They are scum and traitor of the Chinese people. They are the enemy of the Chinese people and the enemy of the people all over the world. Yes.
I think we see that a lot all over the world. The governments are not so nice, but the people, it's not, there's wonderful people despite the government, right?
Yes.
That's what you're trying to say. We see that here too. Sometimes our government's not so nice, but the people are very nice.
So yes, thank you.
Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah. My next question for you is, why did the CCP persecute you?
Yes, CCP, yes, it's because persecute people is CCP's job. They always persecute people. They make a living on this. They are happy by this. For example, I have evidence. For example, Mao Zedong, the first chairman in China, he said that, one day he said that, the most happiness is fighting against with others. So all the CCP, all like this, all like Mao Zedong, there are no difference. I'm not the only one persecuted by CCP. I think almost all the people in China, they are all persecuted by CCP. Recently, Not recent years, victims of the financial fraud, there are tens of millions in China. I'm one of the victims. In order to rob Chinese people, the CCP launched large-scale financial fraud. They deliberately do it. Then the victim lost all their money. I don't want to keep silence, so I fled China. I exposed all the evils of the CCP, including the creator virus, living organ harvesting, and financial fraud. Yes.
Thank you. I'm glad that you did. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
What is the, so you're a writer, you've written a book. What is the main, tell them the title of your book and what the main thing you want people to take away from the book.
Yes. The first I want to tell the readers is the fact and the evidence that CCP, they did the evil things. For example, they made a virus, the living organ harvesting and the financial fraud. It's the first thing, it's the most important thing I want people to know. The another thing is about the deep state. Almost all the evil things, all the bad things are in the world and related to deep state. But people hardly hear about them because they are secret organization. The CCP did not deliberately create Wuhan virus. The deep state helped them. Deep state gave them the technology, gave them the money. So CCP just joined the program of the deep state. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, in my book, I give some suggestion to solve the human's problem. For example, I suggested that 50% of GDP need to pay to works. If this can realize, I think all the problem in the world will be solved. I suggest I against speech censorship and cheating, because this is a deep state's important way to control people. They can make people ununited. We need to fight against with them, with the deep state. Yes.
We do need to fight against them, that's for sure. So how did you discover the truth about what the CCP is doing?
Yes, I have been watching the news every day and analyze the news every day for 20 years, especially after the outbreak of the Wuhan virus. Based on the news and the fact, I come to the conclusion that it is the CCP, it is the Chinese Communist Party, they created the Wuhan virus and deliberately spread the virus all over the world. The deep state gave them technology and money, so CCP coupled with the deep state and they created the Wuhan virus. Yes.
Why did they create the virus, and is the virus a bioweapon?
Because the deep state and the CCP is very evil, and the robot and the internet are very more stronger, smarter, and more useful than people. They think it is more useful than people. So people become social burden and superfluous. Deep state and the CCP think so. Another reason is that people have the votes. Robot have no votes. So people are biggest threat to deep state and CCP. We can see that in 2020 election in USA, if the deep state don't use some evil technology, they change the vote, and Biden will never be a president. So deep state need to get rid of the people. If they think some people are useless or a social burden, they want to eliminate them. They want to build a new world order. But the Bible is also told us that we should go into a new world order. But God's new world order is different from the deep state's new world order. The deep state want to eliminate useless people, and they go to new world order. God's new world order. What out is give people money, give us happiness, and give us security. Because the high technology and high productivity should lead people into the more comfortable life, not be eliminated. Now let's talk about the biology weapon. Why I think it's a biology weapon, because if an animal virus is transmitted to a human being, it must be a secondary host to do it, not secondary host. But in the 2 years since the outbreak of the Wuhan virus, no scientists have found any secondary host. In Wuhan virus laboratory, Shi Zhengli, the scientist, his research is to directly change animal virus into human to human virus without any secondary host. So one virus is a biology weapon created in laboratory. After outbreak of the Wuhan virus, the CCP and the deep state did a lot of evil things to cover up work, and they want to misleading the people, which shows that it is a military operation and it's not an accident. And they want to kill people according to their plan. So I think the Wuhan virus is a biology weapon. Yes.
Wow. You had this theory about capitalism and why the internet destroys it. Can you talk about that?
The theory of capitalism was established in early days. In the early days of capitalism, no router, no internet. So in that day, 50% of GDP need to pay to works. The theory, the politics, the law, the moral, the ideology of capitalism are all based on the factor that 50% of GDP need to pay to works. The social relationship at that time was capitalists have works to make money for them. But the internet and the raptors have completely changed the social relationship. Capitalists hire more and more raptors now, and while capitalists hire few and few works, and more and more people lost their job and they no money and they unhappy. In some countries, such as China, like China, work salary now add up to just only 10% of GDP. In the early days of capitalism, if people have no money, no problem, they just need to work hard and they will get money. But now, no matter how hard people work, they will never get money because the distribution of the GDP to works have reduced from 50% to 10%. More than this, deep state and the CCP, they use the extra 40% of GDP. They hire policemen and some bad guy to pursue the people. Therefore, the internet and the robot have destroyed the theory and the foundation of the capitalism, I think so.
Wow.
How to deal with it? My suggestion is, I suggest that the internet and the robot company should be collected additional tax because they destroyed the job. Because some company hire a lot of people, some company hire few people, some company are making money, some company are losing money. So collect additional tax need to be reasonable. I suggest that some companies, they make a lot of money, but they hire a few people. So like this company, they should collect additional tax. We can use per head profit as a reference. If some company, they don't want to pay additional tax, I suggest they can use the money to hire people, do something, for example, environmental protection and public welfare. For example, they can hire some people to plant some trees in the desert. So this is my suggestion.
Great. What is, can you explain your theory of what the deep state is and how we can combat them?
Yes, deep state. There are many levels we can understand the deep state. Many levels. The first, many people, we can think of them, deep state is a secret organization. Many people think so. The organization is just to make money. It is made up of some rich people, some smart people, and some powerful people. I think a lot of people think so. I think so. We can think about the deep state and a higher level. Now we can think about them as a secret organization, but their inspiration, but their spirit and ideology are very different from the people. They are controlled, deep state is controlled by an evil god. Their wisdom and technology are come from the powerful evil god. And the evil god is called the beast in the Bible. The beast in the Bible. That's why the deep state is very rich. They are very powerful and they are very evil. The most high level to recognize the deep state, I think so, is because human being killed Jesus. So God sent the deep state in charge of the human being. God help human being, but God want to punish human being. Deep state is very evil and cruel, but they give human being scientists, technology, financially, oil, culture, and social order. Both capitalism and socialism, communism is all come from the deep state. People are very evil. People are not awake. Many people go with the deep state and they are very, and betray the God. It is people's choice. People choose deep state, people betray the God. How to combat the deep state? I suggest combat the deep state is very easy. I think my suggestion is that if human beings should ask for 50% of GDP to pay people's wage, so that a human being can get rid of the deep state's control. Then people should be, we should be love each other and help each other. And we should oppose speech censorship and oppose the cheating. That's my suggestion.
I agree. Yeah, definitely. Get rid of the censorship, get rid of the cheating, get rid of the lies and the fraud, for sure. The huge start. To request 50% of the GDP is interesting. I'm not sure exactly how they would go about that, though. But yeah, we can go on to the next one. How do you see the tensions of the East and the West playing out? And what can the West and Americans do to save humanity?
Today's tension is caused by the one virus, I think so. In 2020, the news, the Russian accused the West country. Because near the Russian border, West country set up 200 virus laboratory to create a deadly virus. So Russia is very angry. Putin is very angry. In recent days, at a United Nations meeting, Russia also accused the American of building virus laboratory in Ukraine and in Wuhan, China. It's the truth, I think it's the truth. Almost all development countries are now researching deadly virus in their laboratory. For example, I know Japan, Russia, United States, Canada, France, and China, and another country, they all create a virus, a study virus, a research virus in their laboratory. It's a very deadly virus. This is a very dangerous anti-human scientific research. A human being are destroying yourself. we create a deadly virus and kill human beings. I suggest that the West country need to close all the biology laboratory around Russia and establish the biology weapon mutual trust mechanism with Russia. Russia will withdraw from Ukraine, I think so. And then we talk about we need a united and we should deal with against the CCP. That's my suggestion.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. If you have anything else you want to add and tell people, I know it's difficult for you to understand when I go off the cuff, when I go off the script. So I'll leave it to you if there's anything else you want to say, and I'll put the links for your book and your website.
I want to thank you, Courtney Turner, for inviting me to do this interview. I will thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your courage and for speaking out. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.